WCCB 1590 AM in Denmark, W250 Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that would increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion. Also cut federal spending. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
House Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
And a bill that was not expected to pass the Senate, and the President says he'd veto it. About 10 Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session. It's a retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the South Korean president revealing a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat by sending a U.S. nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News. British regulators blocking Microsoft's $69 billion deal to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard over competition concerns. Texas lawmakers are taking on Meta, Twitter, and TikTok.
In the social media Wild West, just about anyone can sign up for an account, including minors.
Our children are not the customers of these platforms. They are the commodity being traded.
Texas State Representative Shelby Slauson says the youngest users may or may not understand what they're signing up for.
Their young minds are being shaped by addictive algorithms, and their attention spans are being captured and curated in directions that serve corporate bottom lines.
Her proposal will require parental consent for anyone under 18 to open a social media account. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Progress in the Roman Catholic Church. For the first time in the Church's 2,000-year history, women will have the right to vote at the meeting of bishops. Pope Francis is approving the change for the Vatican body. Andy Field, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Hustle Studios.
Bug Hustle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Mississippi River keeps rising in southwest Wisconsin. Some people are evacuating their homes. The river is swollen because of the rapidly melting snowpack further north. The National Weather Service says the big river should start to fall tomorrow. The river at La Crosse hit close to 16 feet yesterday. It's expected to slowly go down through the weekend. Republicans say lawmakers are unveiling their shared revenue plan today. Shared revenue is the money the state sends to local governments. Their plans include a $100 million innovation fund to encourage sharing of services like police and fire protection. Assembly Speaker Robin Boss calls it doing more with less. In sports, the Bucks are out of the playoffs after last night's Game 5 overtime loss to Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine effects for any development? You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 222 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more life than stats, and there's more life than football.
You're about to find out
under the helmet with a grave digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocate's radio show.
He's a grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where do you go where it's always extended room upon you? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
He's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota with a extended room on you, because you can go to the football machine, stick the quarter in it. That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA Life benefits included up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're aged 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America Network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, good morning, and welcome to the Air Language Show. And as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, T. Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl. How are you?
All right. You a basketball fan?
I am.
Did you see the game?
You know, after game four, I just saved myself the frustration and sat this one out.
So let me say this. Mike Budenholzer should be fired.
I agree.
And he should be fired immediately. And my phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Did you ever play basketball, man?
I did in high school, yeah.
All right. So I played basketball, man. I played basketball for, I don't know, 30 years maybe? I played basketball for a long time, man. And so I know how the game is played. It's not golf where one guy, you know, does this thing by himself. It's not tennis where one guy does this thing by himself. You know, it's not tiddlywinks where one guy does things by himself. It is a team game, right?
Yep, that's right.
It is a team game where five guys work collectively as a team to overcome the other team. Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's time for the Bucks to trade him. Now, you may say,
I don't know about that one.
Well, let me tell you why. You played the game. He doesn't know how to play basketball. All he does is rely on just him with the ball as a bowling ball trying to knock down bowling pins. He doesn't know how to play basketball. Nobody ever taught him. He didn't play college. He's been in the league now long enough that somebody should teach him that it's a team game. You can't, I don't care how talented you are, one guy is not going to beat five. And year after year after year, you know, Calvin, I've watched Giannis be the bowling ball. The other teams know what he's going to do. He's got the ball at the top of the key. He drops his head, and he takes on five guys. I haven't seen the development of Giannis. It's one of the reasons why Budenholzer should be fired. And I don't believe they lost to a team that was one of the worst teams in the entire playoff, and they got exposed. As I was watching the game again last night, I knew by halftime they could never beat Miami. Because Miami is a team. Would you agree to that?
I will agree with you that we weren't going to beat Miami. I'm going to strongly disagree with your take on Giannis.
You think Giannis is
Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
Listen, I am the best player in the NBA. Can't win a game. He can't win a championship with the mentality that I'm gonna go and beat people 1-on-5. I told you I played the game for what?
In game 4, Earl, Jrue Holiday went 1-for-12 from 3-pointers and turned the ball over multiple times on the stretch.
That's that game. They lost 3 more games.
Two of which Giannis didn't play.
I know, but I watched Giannis. I've watched him since he came into the league. And I've watched teams set up walls in the paint. The problem, one of the major problems is Giannis shouldn't be the point guard. Your 7-footer shouldn't be having the ball, bringing it up the court, and at the top of the key, trying to create. That's the way Budenholzer has set it up. Instead of Giannis getting to a position somewhere off the key where a 7-footer should be, he's the guy creating. And that just does not work, man. It may work. Again, they lost to a number 18. It has rarely happened. And they were embarrassed. And yes, I didn't say Giannis wasn't a great player. I said they're not going to win any more championships with things the way they are. And I'll tell you something. There's a reason why you have a point guard, a guard, a power forward, a small forward, and a center. It's been that way since Naismith developed and created basketball. Not a 7-foot point guard. Man, I'm looking at the successful teams. And yeah, you can respond. I'm looking at the successful teams. They've got the small, whippet point guards who have the ball, who create shots and opportunities for their teammates. That's the team, man. Team is not a 7-foot guy bringing the ball up the court, turning it over. You talked about Jrue Holiday, man. Count the turnovers Giannis has.
I'll check the box score out, but I'm pretty sure if you look throughout the series, Jrue Holiday had just as many, if not more, turnovers than Giannis.
I will say this to you. Jrue Holiday is not a point guard. The Bucks don't have the only point guard they have is Carter. Jrue Holiday is not the kind of NBA point guard, quick guy, who can handle the ball, who can create, who can drive, and can get the ball in the backcourt and speed up the court, man, and create havoc. I told him I'd watch basketball almost my entire life, and I played it. I know how it's played. And yeah, they created this new position with Giannis, but it's not working. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Budenholzer should be fired immediately. Because, again, he can't coach. Let's go to David from Macron. Hey, good morning, David. What's happening?
Good morning, Earl. You know, I hate to say it, we're wasting Giannis. Well, we need point guards. And I don't understand why Bud, I'll be honest with you, Carter didn't play at all unless that came in the game before. And Middleton, as much as I know about Middleton, he had a horrible series because he was playing, 40-some-odd minutes He needs, you know, the rotation. The guy at the Bucks, the top one, number one record in the NBA, they rotated players. They're an older team.
Yes,
and when you shorten, the amount of players that you're using, which he did, you could see that they were tired. I mean, at the very end, they were just running out of gas. When you're only getting three field goals in the fourth quarter, you need to, there's no reason why Bob Champ, your first round pick, can't get a few minutes in the game. Get some young blood in there. Miami, now granted, Butler is an exceptional player. He's older, but Miami, you know, they would rotate players in and out of there. And the Bucks, we were just going to do it. I don't know why Bud was going to do that. It doesn't make sense.
Miami may win one game the next series. Whoever they play, I'm predicting it right now, they may win in one game, even with Butler. But with the Bucks, the Bucks were exposed. And it's not the first time, man, that Mike Budenholzer has been exposed as a guy who can't coach.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that was exposed was he can't coach defense. Our defensive rotations are awful.
They're old guys.
I'm saying Brooke Lopez is the most overrated defender in the league. He can't move out of the paint. He has no mobility. Joe Ingles might as well not be playing defense. And Miami is the 26th worst three-point shooting team in the league, and we let them shoot 50% of the series. That is just piss poor defense.
Well, several different things, Calvin. Again, Budenholzer can't coach. And you know, we can talk about Giannis, the great Giannis. And, you know, he's got to learn how to play basketball. He's got to understand. And hit three throws. Three throws cost him the game again because of Giannis not being able to shoot three throws. I don't know. Check it out, Calvin. I don't know how many three throws he missed. But they lost by
2. I think it was under 50% last night.
Right, and he might have took over 20 free throws. So,
yeah, he did. I know that for sure.
So the point, again, is he doesn't know how to play. What he is a reactionary player who relies solely on his athletic ability. He doesn't understand the game. And nobody's taking the time to teach him the game because they rely solely on his athletic ability. You can get away with that in some areas, but you can't get away with that in the NBA not to win championships. Because the guys already know. Watch what happens when Giannis has the ball. There's a zone. Five guys are always in the paint, and they know Giannis is coming. And what does Giannis do? Puts his head down, spins.
He's like the ball in the tennis.
That's what he is, man. He bounces off of the people, and then because he's solely relying on his athletic ability, not his aptitude. He has no aptitude for the game. Thank you, David. I got to go to the break. Vincent, I'll come to you 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
They really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Haunch Television is giving away over $50,000 for the month of April with our test time giveaway. Starting March 31st and going until April 29th, Haunch Television Diffusers will be giving away some extra tax time money every Friday and Saturday in April. We'll start with warming everyone up this spring with hot seat drawings every hour from noon to 6 for your chances to win up to $100 in rewards play. Then we'll be giving away the green with drawings starting at 7 and going until 9 p.m. where two winners will win over $1,000 cash every hour. Guests must earn 25 points with their rewards club cards to participate. This April, Hunchunk and Inclusive will be having an egg hunt for the adults. This time, with our $1,000 egg hunt starting at noon and going till 9 p.m. every Sunday and Monday. We'll be having hot seat drawings every hour and giving away prizes up to $1,000 cash. Hop on over to the Rewards Club booth for complete contest rules and details. Also, you can join or older to participate in the casino floor. Bring on some extra green this spring with Hunchunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 61. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows level off around 41. Daytime highs approaching 62. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist for the weather. Right now, it's 41.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Up radio.
All right, welcome back to the Early Leaning Room Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah. The Bucks just fired Mike Budenholzer. And after watching, and it's not just from this year, it's from the last several years that I've watched him. He can't coach. Let's go to Vincent from Lannan. Hey, Vincent, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, good morning. I kind of disagree with you. The fact is, I don't think a team can win 50-plus games in a season and have the kind of season that Brook Lopez and Giannis and Drew had this year and say that they're not a team. I think they're a decent team, but I think the fact is the last two games, they choked. But the way they won those 50 games, is by using their bench. And it seems like the Budenholzer decided that when he gets to the playoffs, he's not going to use his bench. The fact is, why did you pick up Jay Crowder or Carter if you're not going to use them in the game? The fact is that when you have these starters looking like they don't have any legs in the fourth quarter, the fact is you go to your bench and then try to get somebody to come in and maybe get some energy to the game. And Budenholzer in the last two games just refused to put his bench out there. And so I think it's a horrible coach, and I think they choked. They just seemed like they were discombobulated, and you don't have a coach to kind of bring them together and say, listen, these are the players we're going to run, and maybe run some plays that they're hopefully going to score.
The first stuff is good to hear from you. Here's what I'm saying, man. Okay, you said they choked the last game. They also choked the game before that. It's not just choking. They got defeated. They got beat flat out. And again, coaching plays a role in it. You asked why didn't they run the plays. They don't have any plays. I played the game. I watched the games. And you can't, when you've got Giannis with the ball at the top of the key all the time, what is that, man? You know, that may have worked some, but during the playoffs, that's not working. And so you're right that they brought in Jay Crowder, never gave him an opportunity. Clearly, you know, all of them, from Middleton from Holiday, the way Budenholzer coaches is the guy with the ball dribbles around to see if he can get an open shot. If he can't get an open shot, he's used up so much time on the clock trying to get an open shot. Calvin was right that Drew Holiday had trouble trying to score because that's what he's been doing all year, dribbling around until he can get a shot, as opposed to pick and rolls, as opposed to screens, as opposed to playing the game of basketball like all the other teams do. The Bucks don't do that. They got great talented one-on-one players. But one-on-one players aren't going to be teams too often, man.
But you have to say he had a career year this year. He had one of his best years this year.
We're talking about the playoffs, Vincent.
I understand the playoffs, but the point is that he should have a coach that understands that you're not in the playoffs. The fact is that you're not in the playoffs, and certainly you have to play things differently. But the point is that what you have to do is what got you there. And what got you there is having guys come off the bench and still these guys who are older. The fact is that Giannis didn't have any legs in the fourth quarter the last two games. And Middleton didn't have any legs. He couldn't even get up to shoot the three. The fact is you have to expel these guys and bring in these bench players who you say were the best bench we've had in years and allow them to come in and play. And Budenholzer goes back to whatever he does. He goes back to the thing, but I'm not going to play these guys. And I think that was the death of the dead, but it was every choke last night. So listen, man.
I watched the same thing that you and Calvin have watched all these years with Budenholzer. And I'm a basketball fan, so I watched the stuff closely. And I am not a guy who's speaking from a guy who doesn't understand the game of basketball. And Miami played the game of basketball. The Bucks did not. And the Bucks played too much one-on-one. That's the way they're situated. You know, Drew, and like you said, he had his best career. But man, you know, when it comes down to it, and you're dribbling into four or five guys trying to find your shot, you know, that's a difficult thing, man. And then the other thing is we've got everybody around shooting threes. And that's our game. Giannis with the bowling ball, the bull in the china shop, to soften him up. And if he can't get it in with those five guys around him, taking it back out to the guys to shoot the three. That's the Bucks offense.
That offense got them in the 50-plus games, Earl. See, this is what I'm saying. It got them in the 50-plus games. It got them in the number one seed. That's what they got. So obviously, if I'm saying like that, the point is you need to have a coach to adjust. And Budenholzer never adjusted.
Hey, Vince, man, I'm good hearing from you again, my friend.
All right, brother.
All right, gotta go to the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that would increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, also cut federal spending. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
How us Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
And the bill, though not expected to pass the Senate, and the president says he vetoed it. Montana Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session is in retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the
South Korean president revealing
that
our website,
citymedia.us, nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Jamin, and here's what you need to know. A bipartisan bill in the Wisconsin legislature would make it easier for people to recover legal fees if they sue a government agency for access to public records. Last summer, the state Supreme Court ruled that legal fees could only be recovered if the suit resulted in a court judgment, but not if the documents were released voluntarily during the process. The proposal allows the recovery of fees even without a final court order. Many Wisconsin families continue struggling to make ends meet. WSAW-TV says a report from the United Way of Marathon County finds more than one-third of Wisconsinites are having a tough time affording housing, food, transportation, childcare, and internet access. The majority are employed full-time and living above the federal poverty level, but below Wisconsin's basic cost of living. I'm Jane and Mayor. This is Civic Media News.
Infuse the goodness of handcrafted and single-origin loose-leaf tea into your life. It's all expertly sourced by your own certified tea specialist at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste doesn't use flavoring, candy, or sugar, and it's luxurious teas, allowing you to develop your personal tea palette while knowing your drink is something really healthy, too. Cultivate Taste at another Broadway in Green Bay. Call 920-770-7163. That's 920-770-7163. Or go to cultivatetaste.com.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction pulsating in one nostril around the back of the nose and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama that you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, and you can text us at that same number. And listen, I've been talking about this for some time, and now the doomsday scenarios are in. And the city of Milwaukee is facing a $150 million budget gap next year. Now, I don't care what anybody says. $150 million budget gap, you can't close by cutting. Well, why don't we cut some garbage deliveries? Why don't we cut the people who plant the flowers? Well, why don't we cut this? Why don't we cut that? You're not going to cut a $150 million budget deficit. Here's what has happened, and I've watched this. You know, over the last 15, 20 years. I've watched the state legislature and the Republican Party do this intentionally by cutting shared revenue. They didn't just do it to the city of Milwaukee. They've done it to many other areas all over the state, but especially to Milwaukee. This has been an ongoing master plan by the Republican Party to destroy the city of Milwaukee. Let me try to put in perspective what we're talking about with the $150 million budget deficit for the city. Imagine in the city where you live, a 25% cut in the police department. I don't care what city you live in. Imagine a 25% cut in law enforcement, a 20% cut in the fire department where you live. Milwaukee is the biggest city in the entire state. There's no way it can function with a 25% cut in law enforcement. Now, you can't beat the state legislators talking about the crime in Milwaukee, talking about the fact that they law enforcement, we need law enforcement, and Milwaukee doesn't want to hire law enforcement. What the hell are you talking about? Part of the reason why we're faced with this tremendous deficit is the pensions of police and fire, who have not paid their 7% share into their pensions like everybody else did. Like anybody else who worked in the city, they had to pay their own percentage of their pensions, not police and fire, over the years. Why? Because the Republican-led legislature, people who did not live in the city of Milwaukee, exempted them, police and fire, the highest paid of any of the public works workers in our city, were able to get away without paying their fair share. And now, the rest of us taxpayers have to make that up. Again, because of what took place over the last 15, 20 years, done intentionally by the Republican Party to work to destroy the city of Milwaukee. Now, former Mayor Tom Barrett, former County Executive Chris Abley, knew this day was coming. They knew it was coming. And part of the reason that they got out of Dodge was that they've been trying to have discussions with the state legislature, including Robin Voss and Scott Walker at the time, we've got to address this. This is going to happen. And they got no support at all from the Republican-led legislature at all because of the politics. And now that this is upon us and what could lead to the total destruction of the largest city in the state of Wisconsin and an economic engine, you know, this is on the backs of people who don't even live in the city. They've created this environment. And they know they did this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So now, County Executive Chris Abley, who saw this coming, knew the county was going to go broke, who went up to Madison and tried to appeal to the legislature in Madison about what was coming. He realized they weren't going to do anything about it. He got out of Dodge. So the county executive now is a young 36-year-old young man that I know well, who's in a no-win situation. There's nothing that can be cut on the county level. Nothing. It's bare bones. And so now the mayor, another 36-year-old young man that I know, doing all that he can do, but there's nothing that he can do to overcome a $150 million budget deficit. That has been put in motion by the Republican Party. Listen, I said it before. I'm a property owner in Milwaukee. I'm a taxpayer. When you took away shared revenue intentionally, when you would not allow a 1 cent sales tax, which has happened all over this nation, to every city like Milwaukee in this nation, they've been allowed to raise a 1 cent sales tax. I don't care where it is. All the cities comparable to Milwaukee have been given that too, except for here in the state of Wisconsin. No. Republicans have chosen not to do it. Why? 1 cent. The impact that would have on leveling the playing field and paying these pensions of police and fire that, again, were able to walk and not pay their fair share. You know, that's what's at the root of this. So you hear people say, well, the city of Milwaukee, they don't know what to do with money. They made all sorts of mistakes. No, that's not what it is. Those of us who are in the know. And yet, here we are at the 12th hour. Because many of us have been talking about this. We knew this day had been coming for a long time. We have been saying to the state, hey, man, this is a train wreck. It's coming. What are you going to do? Are you going to allow the largest city in the state of Wisconsin, the economic engine of the state? I don't care what anybody says in any other part of the state, Madison, wherever it is, the economic engine of this state is the city of Milwaukee. And you can deny that, or you can stick your head in the sand if you want to. And if the city of Milwaukee goes under, you can imagine what's going to happen to the cities where you live. It's just the truth. And yet we've got Republicans who now, and I hope this is the case, who now realize this is real. Because finally, Robin Voss is now starting to have some listening sessions. After all of these years, you've been told time and time again what was going to happen. And now you wait to the 12th hour. And now, well, let's hear what people have to say. You should have listened long ago. If you didn't have a plan to help destroy the city of Milwaukee and the people who live in it. That's where we are. One of the reasons why I have such a difficult time with Republicans, because they created this. And then, again, because it was the Republicans of the state of Wisconsin that did not allow and took away the police and fire. Look, they destroy unions everywhere. Teachers' unions, you know, all of these other unions Republican is destroying. But policing Biden. They show the hypocrisy of who they are. Well, we're anti-union and we don't like unions. Unions are for lazy people. I remember the conversations. They're for people who can't fend for themselves. Except a police and fire. Okay. And so because you protected police and fire, who didn't pay their fair share, and who were allowed to move outside of the city. Listen, man, there had been for over 100 years in the city of Milwaukee that if you were in the city, you had to live in the city. And that worked all of those decades. Until a few years ago, that the Republican Party decided that they would stick their nose somewhere it didn't belong. Well, we think police should be able to live wherever they want to live, and fire should be able to live wherever they want to live. Nobody ever said people couldn't live where they wanted to live. The issue was you couldn't live wherever you wanted to live and take the job in the city. Because the job didn't belong to an individual. If you're a policeman in the city of Milwaukee, that's not your job. It belongs to the taxpayers. And so if you want to live in a different county, in a different city, then fine. You can do that. You just don't take the taxpayers' job with you. And yes, the job belongs to the taxpayers. You know how I know? Because any police or fire or educator, when they retire, the job is still there. So it's not your job. You know, if you live in Waukesha and you want to be a fireman, then be a fireman in Waukesha. You want to be a policeman, be a policeman in Waukesha. But in Milwaukee, then you should live in Milwaukee. And that's the way it was for 100 years until the Republicans stepped up and put us in the situation we're in now. Listen, we've got to go to the break. Tom and Bill, you know, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. I'm lathered up now. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Still adding flavor or sugar to your tea? Develop your palate for diverse teas from around the world at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste is an upscale tea salon open and inviting to all. Its certified tea specialists will infuse you with education about all the expert resource teas. Cultivate Taste. Call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Or go to CultivateTaste.com. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with a Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
He's a great digger. Gilbert Brown.
Where did you go where it's always a standard room home? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota standard room home because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there. I'll come in.
The Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local 7-media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 61. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 41. Daytime highs approaching 62. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm your own just right now. It's for
a fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Number, yes, Milwaukee's facing $150 million budget gap. There's doomsday scenarios all over. And I do know for the last 10 years, the mayors of the city, the county executives, of Milwaukee, have asked for a 1 cent sales tax, the right to raise their own revenue. And that has happened all over the nation, cities comparable to Milwaukee, and their legislatures have said yes, by all means. The state of Wisconsin said absolutely not. We're not going to let you raise your own revenue. All this stuff has been done intentionally. So let's go to the phone lines and Bill from O'Connell. Hey, Bill, how are you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
You said you were live in Buffalo, so was I. I happened to listen to Kevin McCarthy this morning, and he knows what, who needs to take the cuts other than him.
Right.
He knows students should not have to get loans. He knows that people who don't work have to work. Who the blank is he? He is a guy who has to lead by example. Either take some cuts in your personal job, you recommend that all your legislators take a cut to lead by example. If you can't lead by example, stop this nonsense for the American people love this. You're insulting our intelligence by your lying. You're just insulting us and a stranglehold that the Republicans have on the Senate of Wisconsin. Earl, if you ever get Robert Voss or some of those other clowns to come on your show,
I've reached out to him, man. Not going to happen.
I know, but that's the point. You got to tell Gary and CJ, tell these guys to come and debate. Now, what are they so afraid of? You know what they're afraid of, Earl. They're afraid of the truth. Hey, Earl, have a good
day. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Well, the thing is that they'll never defeat the truth. And so it's the same thing as you say with Kevin McCarthy. You know, he came in, he did all his woofing, and the Republican Party, they've got control of the Congress now, and they're going to do all these great things when they come in, and they're going to change, they're going to bring pressure. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to get anything done. Nothing. And the debt ceiling, for the first time in many years, the government is going to be shut down. Because there's no way with what they put in what the Republicans want that Chuck Schumer and the Senate is ever going to say yay. So this is another burden that we're looking at that we're going to have to deal with. This is going to be coming. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, especially if we get money out of politics and restore government back to the people. Second, I'm honored to follow a great man like Bill because he is intelligent and wise. So,
yeah, he is.
Your responses.
And it has courage.
Absolutely. The Republicans are the biggest hypocrites on the planet. One, you got the complete video of Scott Walker telling him that his plan is to divide and conquer the state of Wisconsin. That sounds like a good plan, people. Wake up. It said it very, very simply right there. Number two, we have a do-nothing Congress in Wisconsin. They take a year off of work, and they expect to get paid on their stuff, but they are the lazy. I think when Tim Michaels was talking about lazy people in Wisconsin, he should have pointed the finger at those Congress people that haven't shown up for a year. I would like to see Chris Larson on the show even more so he can actually...
I'm glad you brought that up. I'll reach back out to Senator Larson.
Number three, I thought Republicans were for local control. That's their whole mantra, is local control, local control. Well, you know, having the police closest to where government is would be the idea, I would think, if you're a Republican. So if you're a Republican and you think that local government is the best way to go, then why would you not have police people that live in the communities that they are running that part of the government, being a part of the community? And, you know, and last, yes, Milwaukee wants to raise the sales tax, and that's something that they want to do 1 cent. Then you know what? Let them do it. Either that or take that money that you got from the federal government that you keep giving to us here in California and other places, and in that surplus, and go ahead and take care of the largest state or largest city in the
Tom, I remember, and that's part of being an older guy, is you remember things. I remember when then Governor Tommy Thompson said, "Stick it to Milwaukee." He said that publicly. And the Republicans have been doing that ever since former Governor Tommy Thompson, the Republican, was overheard saying, "Stick it to Milwaukee." And so that's what they've done. Stick it to Milwaukee.
You know what's really sad, Earl? What's really sad is that I grew up, like I said, in the northwestern part of Wisconsin, in a small rural town of 2000. And you know what? We're taught, I think, at a very young age to think Milwaukee is like Chicago. It's not even a part of Wisconsin. It's almost like, oh yeah, Milwaukee is far away. We don't really think about them. And that is the engine of the whole state of Wisconsin.
So
people need to be more aware of that in the rural areas, that if you don't have Milwaukee and you don't have that city running properly, the rest of the state is going to suffer.
So, Tom, yesterday...
So stop dividing and conquering even the state of Wisconsin.
Yesterday, I was invited to appear on one of our sister stations in Warsaw. And so I had a great conversation with the host of the radio station in Warsaw. And we talked about just what that is, how the people in Warsaw knew nothing about Milwaukee, and as they do all across the state. And yet Milwaukee is blamed for a lot of different things that people just don't know about. Tom, we'll say that one more time. Thank you very much for the call. You got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life.
VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. To learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of the Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.